happy and gone.
For Memphis.
横浜駅とは全然違うね。
俺は横浜駅の方が好きだな。近代的だもん。
何言ってんの、メンフィス駅の方が全然いいわよ。アンティークで雰囲気があるもん。
でも俺はやっぱり横浜駅の方が好きだな。近代的な雰囲気が。
私はこっちの方が好き。
Excuse me. Excuse me. Y'all got some matches?
Matches?
Yes, matches.
Oh, matches?
Matches.
Yes, please. But he...
ありがとう。
どういたしまして。今日本語喋った。どうもありがとう。そのスタジオがあるのがユニオンアベニュー706番地でしょ。でもやっぱり私は先にグレースランドに行きたいな。だってエルヴィスが住んでたお城なんだもん。
俺はサンスタジオ、カール・パーキンス、アウリン・ウルフ、ジェリー・リー・ルイス、ロイ・オービソン、みんなあそこでレコーディングしてんだから。エルヴィスだけじゃないぜ。カール・パーキンス。
でもやっぱりエルヴィス・イズ・キングだもん。
分かったよ。ミツコが行きたいなら先にグレースランド行ってもいいよ。
本当に先にグレースランドでいいの？ありがとう。行こう。待って、やっぱり先にサンスタジオに行こう。
いや、グレースランド。俺たちグレースランド行くんじゃなかったっけ。
あ、私もそう思ってた。
Well, hi, how y'all doing today? Would you please organize yourselves in a little line right here? Tour's about to begin. The Sun Record Company in Memphis, Tennessee was first opened by radio announcer and record engineer Sam Fields in the year 1952.His first objective was to record some of the race music that had come up from the Delta, but was being recorded up north, and Sam thought, and I quote, well, why should they have to go up north to record it when I can record it right here? Well, it was right here in this very room where Mr. Fields recorded the likes of Howlin' Wolf, Rufus Thomas, Charlie Feathers, The Prisoners, James Cotton, Johnny Cash, Bill Lee Riley, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, and of course, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley.In June 1953, this young man just graduated from Higgins High School, and he found his way on over to Sun Studio to record a song that he said was for his mom's birthday, but his mom's birthday was months away, so... Anyway, Sam finally found a song he liked, and he said, and I quote, that's what I like, that's what I'm looking for, that's more like it, y'all keep playing, end quote. Well, they were excited. They got a song that was soon played on the radio by DJ Dewey Phillips in the year 1954, probably July 9th or 10th, and he would have to play that song somewhere between 7 and 11 times that night. Well, the switchboard stayed lit up there. People wanted to know if he was black, if he was white. White calls were called, black calls were called. The bottom line was the song was going to be a hit.
こんな感じだもんね。なんでか疲れちゃった。グレースランドに行きたくないの？行かなくていい？
いいよ、いいんじゃないの。でも本当は今日グレースランド行くの楽しみにしてたんだ俺。
あれ、行きたくなかったんじゃなかったっけ。
ちょっと歩いてみないか。
いいよ。 エルビス・プレスリー、キング。
俺はやっぱりカール・パーキンス。
エルビス。
カール・パーキンス。
エルビス。
カール・パーキンス。
エルビス。
カール・パーキンス。
エルビス。キング。
メンフィスってやっぱり横浜に似てるよ。ちょっとスペースが広いだけで、横浜の建物の 60% なくせばこことそっくりだ。
まるっきり似てないじゃない横浜とは。ここはアメリカでエルビスの街よ。日本にはエルビスはいなかったもん。全然違うわよ。
Well, what about on Jupiter?
At the time of his death, if he were on Jupiter, Elvis would have weighed 648 pounds.
648? Damn.
Do you have?
All our rooms for two people are the same rates.
Oh.
Monster.
何言ってるかよくわかんない。I'm sorry, that is too expensive.
Our rooms are $22 per night for two. Pay in advance.
I see. 22ドルだと思う。
いいよ。10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. Thank you. This night, $22.
Thank you. Room 27.Don't forget to help him with the luggage.
Thank you. Good night. Have a nice job.
Good night. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
でもカール・パーキンスはねえな。テレビがない。
テレビがない。
あ、oh, yes, hello, thank you. Please wait.
Yes, sure. Welcome.
Please wait, thank you. Japan, please.
From Japan?
Yes, this brown from Japan.
Thank you.
Thank you. ダメ。ねえ、ジュン、なんであんたってさ、いつも泊まった部屋ばっか通ってんの？他にも撮るものあるでしょ？外の景色とか街とかさ。
そういうのは記憶に残るさ。だけどホテルの部屋とか空港とか意外に忘れちゃうだろ。
そうね。ねえ、すごい発見したの見せたことあったっけ？まず彼を見て。
うん？
キング。じーっとよく見てね。でね、これ似てるでしょ。これはね、中東の昔の王様だったもん。大仏エルビス。そしてじゃーん、スペシャル、ニューヨークの自由の女神。彼女もエルビスとそっくり。
エルビスの影響力って思ったより偉大なんだ。
そうよ。まだあった、これ。ほら、マドンナもエルビスとそっくり。
マドンナまで？やめてくれよ。
I don't think you should eat that thing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You gonna eat it?
No, I ain't gonna eat that thing. Hey, my plum.
June.
なんであんたいつもそんなに悲しそうな顔してんの？そんなに幸せじゃないの？
俺はいつでもハッピーだよ。だってこれが俺の顔なんだ。
あんたって本当に面白くない人ね。これで少しは幸せそうに見えるわよ。待って、私に火つけさせて。
ありがとう。
ねえ、少しは楽しくなった？幸せになった？
変わらないよ。俺は最初からハッピーだよ。
ちょっと口紅つけすぎじゃない？何見てんの？
メンフィス。
建物の 60% のアクセが横浜みたい？
全然違うよ。ここは横浜じゃない。
何考えてんの？
18か。渋いよな。横浜が遠くてメンフィスにいるっていうのも最高だ。
全部脱いじゃった。
いつか。
うん。
女っていつもヘアスタイルを気にすんのかな。
何考えてんの？私これであなたと7回セックスしたけど髪の毛のことなんて考えたこと一度もなかったわよ。そんなくだらないこと考えてんだったらする前にヒゲぐらい剃ってよ。痛いんだから。
昨日剃ったばかりだぜ。
Thank you, Mel. That's Mel, our engineer. Just copy him. I love you. Well, yes, sir, that's another classic from Mr. Roy Orbison, along with the Roses, previously known as the Teen Kings for you trivia fans, with Domino here. You're on the air until dawn. It's 2:17 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, here's another one recorded at Sun Studios, this time by the King himself. That's right, Mr. Elvis Presley, with one of my personal early, early morning favorites, Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Right there.
They could get me a new uniform, man. This place shot to hell. Look at this.
Well, you should do like I do. Should go over and buy your own damn clothes over at Lansky's. Somewhere like that. I mean, you know, it's like they say, the clothes make the man. I mean, look at that damn head on your head. You're like a damn mosquito-legged chimpanzee. I mean,
いつか起きる朝だぞ。ホテルが火事だぜ。グレースランド行かなくていいのか。エルビス・プレスリーの家だぜ。
寝たいな。寝るのが趣味なんだ。寝せて。
寝すぎだぞ。人生の半分以上は夢の中だぜ。
そうよ。でも寝るのって最高。死んだらもう眠れないし、夢だって見られなくなっちゃう。
忘れんだよ。
それた、それホテルのじゃない。
アメリカじゃタオルは部屋代に入ってんだよ。みんな知ってるぜ。
でも一枚も入らないわよ。
T シャツ100枚も持ってくるからだよ。俺なんか2枚だぜ。少し捨てろよ。
ダメよ、これ全部私のコレクションなんだから1枚だって捨てらんないわよ。やだやだやだやだ。分かったわよ。早く入れて。その代わり1枚だけよ。私が使ったのにしてね。
俺の方が乾いてるよ。
そう？でも私の方が綺麗だよ。だってジュンお風呂に入らないでしょ。綺麗にね。
多分ね。ここはアメリカだ。
Deceased is your husband? See, can you sign right here, please? And again, here. Please sign here. And over here. Here also. And once more. Thank you.
Otis Johnson. Otis Johnson, please leave your apartment. Midwestern Air Flight 310 with connections to Cleveland.
Pronto! Thank you.
you want to do this to me? Baby, I'll give you all the oil you need. Just do the right thing.
Congressman, get a petition going around. Get on the phone and try to get some real men in this government of ours.
Mickey Mantle, Jim McCarver, president.
Now you're talking. You can do it, Lester. You can organize this thing. You got some spare time? You can change history.
You really think I could?
Mm-hmm.
Think I could get it done?
Sure is.
Well, why don't I get it on? Get out and write some letters, telegrams. Well, let me give it a try. We'll get a petition.
You can do it, Lester.
Letters to Senator.
Well, hello, Don.
Hello.
What can I do you for?
I would like to buy this newspaper.
Well, now, you should buy this in his. Well, the Tri-State Defender?
No, thank you. I think I need only this one.
Well, you know, you only need one leg to get around on if that's all you got. But it sure helps having two now, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yes. This one, too.
How about some magazines? We got all kinds of beautiful magazines here, you know.
No.
You know them people who just buy a little paper or two? They make it real hard for an honest man to stay in business sometimes.
Okay, give it to me.
This one here has all those high fashions from abroad. From New York and everywhere. But just hold on a minute, sugar. Say what I got here. Now we got movie magazine, home magazine, muscle magazine, ladies magazine. And this one here tells you all about the United States.
No, thank you. No.
We were supposed to meet.
With me? I'm not from here. I'm from Rome.
It's Rome, right.
I'm here by accident.
No accident.
What do you want?
I know about you and the king.
The king?
Yeah, Graceland.
I don't understand.
I have a very important message I'm supposed to deliver.
Okay.
It was almost a year ago, this very night. I was driving back to Memphis. And all evening I kept passing hitchhikers. And the strangest thing, and this only dawned on me gradual, is that they all looked like the same person. As I was approaching Memphis, I passed another one. So I decided to stop and pick him up. And right away, the door opened up, and this hitchhiker got in. And he was sitting there next to me. And all of a sudden, he said, "Thank you kindly, sir, for picking me up." When I heard that voice real polite-like, it struck me somewhere real deep inside. So I recognized that voice. Couldn't place it, though. So we're coming into Memphis. I tell him I drop him anywhere he wants. And he asked me if I knew where Graceland was. Of course I knew where Graceland was. Everyone knows where Graceland is. And he said I could drop him off anywhere near there. And then it hit me. Right there. I knew that voice. It was the king himself.
The king?
And the voice of Elvis.
Elvis Presley?
As sure as I'm sitting right in front of you. And I drove down Elvis Presley Boulevard and right in front of Graceland and I stopped. And sure enough to God, it was him. And he was young, too. He was young and beautiful looking like in 1956. And then he just turned to me and he said, excuse me, sir, but in a year from now, you're gonna do me a favor. And I said, of course I'll do you a favor. And I just tell me what it is. And he said, with a smile in his eye, and he reached inside of his coat. And he said, when you meet that girl from Rome, I want you to give this to her. I swear to God, this is true. And then he just disappeared. He was gone. It was Elvis. It was the king. And I was sitting over there and I saw your back. And even from there, it struck me that you were the one. I knew it was you. And as sure as sunlight, I knew I was meant to give you Elvis's comb.
A comb?
This is Elvis' comb.
You mean Elvis Presley, the dead singer, said to you to give this comb to me?
I did forget one thing.
What?
We also said that you should give me a $20 delivery fee. Well, we discussed it and he said that I could accept 10.
Okay. This is a very funny story.
You know.
I liked it, very amazing, but I don't believe it. This is $10 for the good story.
Mm.
And this is $10 for you to go away.
Two cups of coffee, yours and the gentleman's.
Excuse me, ma'am. If I could just have 2 more minutes of your time.
I have no time anymore.
Just 2 more minutes.
Hotel anyway. Like, I'll just like wander the streets all night and like probably get killed or something. I mean, like, what do you care? You know, thanks for nothing, mister. Oh my, miss, are you all right? I didn't see you coming in the door. Are you sure you're okay? Gee, I'm really sorry. I guess it's like not my day or something. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry.
Air combat?
See.
Thank you. Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. This is like the worst day in my entire life.
Just a minute. Come on back over here. Listen, I can make an exception. This is one of those nights we're not that busy. And after all, I can give you a room for a share. I mean, it's only going to be for one night, right?
Really? You would do that for me?
Excuse me. I don't feel like being alone, and I would stay only one night. Would you like to share the room with me?
You want to share the room with me? Well, okay, because I don't like to be alone either, and, you know, like, then I'll have someone to talk to. Yeah, that would be really neat.
You see, it worked out after all, and I don't have to give them no discount. That will be $22 in advance, please.
We'll even have the bill in the room, okay?
Thank you very much. By the way, are you all right?
I feel a little discombobulated.
Yes, I know the feeling. Room 25 for the lovely ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. Have a nice night.
Thanks.
I like very much your hat.
I don't really like it.
Oh, no, it looks good on you.
Thanks.
What a dump. Not even the television.
This.
So you know the guy with the red suit, right? The guy downstairs, right? He said I couldn't stay here because I only had enough money for half a room and, like, I'd have to find a roommate and everything. Then he, like, starts this big argument with me, you know? And then, like, all of a sudden, I, like, bang right into you. I mean, it's so funny, like, how things happen like that. I mean, I can't believe it. It's, like, so strange. I don't know. I'm really gonna miss Memphis, though. I really like it here. I had a pretty good time here and everything. And, like, my brother lives here, too, so we moved from New Jersey, and he opened his barbershop, and it's really nice and everything. He's, like, really great. I'm really gonna miss him. But I feel so bad and everything, because I didn't even call him and tell him I'm leaving, you know? It's like, what am I fucking stupid? You don't call your brother and say goodbye? Like, now he's gonna find out from Johnny if I don't reach him first, but everything was so emotional and fucked up with me and Johnny. I don't know, I feel so bad and everything.
But who is Johnny?
Johnny? He's my boyfriend. Well, he was my boyfriend until today. Well, until this morning. See, that's why I'm leaving Memphis. I just can't be with him anymore, you know? I just gotta get away from him, you know? I just have to leave here before he winds up doing something really crazy or something. I don't know. I'm gonna miss him. I guess I still really love him.
Do you ever think to marry him?
Marry him? Well, I don't know. He, like, wants to marry me, but there's, like, just no way, you know? I'm just not ready yet anyway, and I wouldn't marry him because he's so damn stubborn. And he gets real quiet and everything. I never know what he's thinking. Then he gets really paranoid. I don't know. I just can't take it. He works in this cotton warehouse, and he hangs out with these black guys, and they call him Elvis.
Wait! Like Elvis Presley, the singer?
Yeah, right, but not that he looks like him or anything, or that he even likes him even, but, you know, he's got, like, this dark hair, right, like in a DA, you know, like that, like Elvis, you know? And, I don't know, I think it's really funny, but he really hates it when they call him that. He's really cute. He's from England. Well, you know where that is, right?
Oh, yes,
you know. Well, he's got the cutest accent. You know the way they talk over there? I just love the way they talk. I love the way he talks when he does talk. I mean, he never says anything. How am I supposed to know what he's thinking if he never fucking says anything? I mean, like, maybe I talk a lot of something, but, you know, at least it's better than not talking at all. I don't know why I attract these guys. Like, maybe that's my problem. I should look for another type of boyfriend that talks more than I do. Well, I guess that's kind of impossible. It's like, what am I fucking stupid? I'm still in love with him anyway.
Sometimes even the greatest love can last only 1 week.
Yeah.
Where are you planning to go now?
Well, I got this girlfriend, you know? She lives in Natchez.
Natchez?
Yeah, that's in Mississippi. And, you know, she's got this baby and everything, and I haven't met the baby yet. Well, I haven't met the husband yet either. Well, anyway, I guess the baby must be at least 2 now. And, well, she said I could come and stay with her for a while, you know, because I could probably get a job and everything, because she works in this beauty salon, so that'll be really good, you know. This way I could, like, save more money and, like, get on my own 2 feet, and, like, decide what I'm going to do with my life. So that'll be really good, you know, like, try a different town for a while. Maybe I'll have better luck.
I tell you a story.
You mean like a bedtime story? Yeah, that would be really great, because if I'm alone, I usually go to sleep with the radio on. I hate it when it's quiet. I don't know, it makes me nervous or something. And, you know, my brother Charlie, well, he used to tell me bedtime stories all the time. So I guess this would be kind of like that, right? Yeah, I would really like that. That would be really great.
Does that mean yes? Okay, well. This is a story that a strange man I met told me today. He was driving in a car, and exactly 1 year ago, he was seeing many hitchhiking people.
Many what people?
Hitchhiking people. But they all were the same person, really. So he stopped his car just before Memphis to give a ride to this mysterious person.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the one when the guy has to go to Graceland and it turns out to be Elvis? I think I heard this one 100 times. I think almost everybody in Memphis has picked up Elvis' ghost hitchhiking. Wait. Shh. Listen. They're fucking. Do you mind turning on the radio for a little while? It helps me get to sleep.
No, I don't mind. Is it okay if I leave the light on?
No, go ahead.
Thank you, Mel. That's Mel, our engineer. Just copy him. I love you. Well, yes, sir, that's another classic from Mr. Roy Orbison, along with the Roses. Previously known as the Teen Kings for you trivia fans, with Domino here. You're on the air until dawn. It's 2:17 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, here's another one recorded at Sun Studios, this time by the King himself. That's right, Mr. Elvis Presley, with one of my personal early, early morning favorites, Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. You saw me. I don't really know myself.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, ma'am.
No, I was sitting to her. Excuse me.
No, really. Excuse me, ma'am. I must have got the wrong address or something. No, I better be going. I gotta go.
Didi, wake up, Didi. Come on, look, quick. Got to sleep too. I could have had a heart attack or something. Good morning.
This Memorial Hospital shortly after midnight. Police are on the lookout for three suspects described as male in their early 30s, two white and one black. The suspects are armed and extremely dangerous. And now the weather update for Memphis today. Once again, we'll be hot and humid. Look for that mercury to rise.
Are you sure you don't want any of those magazines?
No, really.
You sure?
Please.
Because, like, magazines are real expensive, and I could read them at the station and on the train and stuff, you know, because I have a pretty long ride and everything. Louisa, about the money for the room.
Money? All right. You need some money.
I'm supposed to give you money.
Take it.
200? No.
Take it.
What was that, a gunshot?
Maybe a 38.
Let's just get out of this dump.
Fucking bollocks.
Thank you.
in the corner.
Thanks.
Shit.
I'm by yourself, man.
I don't know, man. Some days just go like that. Everybody I know needs a job. Seems like everybody in this town is out of work. I don't know what you bitching about. You're lucky you had a job in the first place. As far as your old lady leaving you, I don't know what to tell you. Why don't you go back to England or wherever the hell you come from? Think they got enough women over there? You know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even live in this fucking town.
Hey, what's the matter with El?
Don't call me Elvis. If you can't use my proper name, why don't you try Carl Perkins Jr. or something? I mean, I don't call him Sam and Dave, do I?
Hey, man. My name is Dave.
His name is Dave. Look, it's all right, man. He's cool. He's cool. Is that thing loaded? Shit, man, the motherfucker's loaded. What the fuck you doing with that? Ain't she a beauty? I don't know. I might have to use her on my landlord. Or somebody.
Look, put that shit away, man. Ain't no landlord around here right now. Come on, man, cut that shit out. That shit ain't funny, man. You acting like an asshole.
Hey, everybody. Check your guns at the bar.
Elvis, you asshole. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You know what? I saw on the television the other day where those Chinese over there in China, they all want to eat macaroni and cheese. Now, don't you think that's kind of odd, what with all the Chinese food they got?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I guess I must have missed that program.
Like I said, I was just passing by. I saw you in here cleaning up, and it just sort of hit me. How's about a haircut? It's the first one I ever had at nighttime like this.
Well, listen, I usually don't cut hair at night, so next time you come back during the daytime, okay?
It's done no shit.
Could be her. Well,
I got something for you.
Hello?
Yeah, Will?
Oh, Ed. Yeah, what's happening?
Your friend Elvis is over here acting stupid, waving a gun around and shit.
Yeah. Man, we've opened the
pan
pretty fucked up,
Dad. Yeah, I heard y'all got laid off.
Yeah,
I hear that. Yeah, well, look, anyway, man, I think you better get over here and get in before some real shit happens.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you better come with somebody else, too.
Michael?
I don't know, man. Bring one of his own damn people.
The fuck am I gonna bring? I guess I could bring his brother-in-law, Charlie.
Hey, Will,
What?
I think maybe I should wait in the truck. This isn't really a familiar neighborhood for me, and,
Come on, Charlie, they let white folks in there.
I know, but, I mean, you said that Johnny has a gun. I mean, if they see me in there, they may think I have a gun. If they know I'm his brother-in-law...
Oh, shit, Charlie!
Oh, come on, Al. Give me my gun back. I might have to pawn it to pay my tab.
I'll think about it.
Yo, Ed.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Come on, Johnny, man. Let's chill out. I brought Charlie, man.
Charlie? I'm cool. I'm completely cool.
Really? Kind of shit.
Sorry.
Get this thing out of here. It's loaded. You know why you hang around with this Elvis dude anyway, man.
Starlin' shirt, Charlie.
Really? Here, take this shit.
Are you fucking crazy, Johnny? What are you doing with that thing?
Hey, let's go for a spin at Earl's Caddy. Don't you even think about it. Don't even look at Earl's car. Just get your crazy English ass in the trunk.
You better straighten up, Johnny. Go for a spin in Earl's caddy. Who's Earl? I think you could just drop me off now. I should go home. I'm kind of tired.
What, abandon your own brother-in-law on a terrible night like this? Me and Will losing our jobs and everything.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to do that, but...
Attaboy, Charlie! I knew you were with us all the way. Us brothers, we gotta stick together. Ain't that right, Will?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, then. Isn't there a late night liquor store a couple of blocks up here?
Yeah. With you, man. I got to check this damn fan bill.
One bottle or two?
Just get one, man. I mean, you're drunk already, and I'm not gonna have any.
All right. How you doing? Two bottles of Butcher's.
Jesus, Johnny.
Hey, make them quart. That'll be 22.17. Hey, fella. You wanna buy that or are you gonna play with it all night? Niggas, man, you gotta watch them every second. I'm guessing these two bottles are on the house. Am I right?
Johnny, what are you doing? Shut up and grab the bottles.
Sonny boy. I'm the man that's gonna make you use that gun.
Holy shit! You killed him! You fucking killed him!
Shit, man, we better get the fuck on out of here.
you?
Why'd you have to kill him?
Shut up, Charlie. I only winged him.
God damn it, Johnny! Stupid, Johnny. What if you did kill that guy? We all go to prison.
I didn't kill the guy.
He's gonna kill me. What are you laughing at, huh? How do you think Dee Dee's gonna react?
Damn, I'm glad I'm not mad. Dee Dee will tell on me. This morning, before I found out about being laid off. Gone, man.
She left you? Wow, she didn't even tell me. My own sister.
What, she's supposed to ask your permission?
No, it's not what I meant. Sorry, Jimmy. Really, I...
She'd be better off without me. Now she probably will be. Fuck it, man. You're probably better off without her, man. All she did was run her mouth.
Hey, she's my sister.
I don't care. It's the truth, man. That woman talk, man, like a radio that never turns off, man.
She's not like that all the time. Only when she's nervous.
Well, she must be nervous all the time. The last time I saw her, it was yaggity-yaggity-yaggity.
All right. Stop talking, man. Just keep riding around all night like this, can we? What do you think, Johnny?
Man, I fucked up. I really love that girl.
I know you do. It's all right.
You knew just what I was there. someone I really care for.
If they can get me a new uniform, man, this money's shot to hell. Look at this.
Well, you should do like I do. Shit, go and buy your own damn clothes over at Lansky's. Somewhere like that. I mean, you know, it's like they say, the clothes make the man. I mean, look at that damn hat on your head. You're like a damn mosquito-legged chimpanzee. I mean...
Do you like seafood? Well, guess what? There's a brand new fast food seafood restaurant right here in Memphis. You probably heard the name already. That's right. Jiffy Squid. Fresh, juicy squid dipped in a
batter, rolled
with their own herbs and spices, served with a tangy sauce with their own secret ingredients.
Turn that damn thing off.
You're listening to Tati Tyler, the man who brings you wall-to-wall...
Jiffy Squid.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, my brother-in-law, how you doing?
Man, your breath. What have you been drinking? It smells like kerosene.
Listen, I got to ask you this favor. We in a little trouble, and we need a place to stay invisible for a little while. You know, just till it get light out.
Trouble. Here we go again. That's par for the course, Will Robinson.
Please, man. Just for a little while.
Don't tell your sister. Because if you do, we both be in trouble.
Not a word. Ever.
Room 22.
That room?
That room. Don't make no noise.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. I'm gonna remember this. Shit. I'm sorry, man.
Man, you got a curse on you. As sure as the moon rolls around the world.
It was just an accident. I'm sorry.
You gotta clean that up.
In this place.
Here's a light.
Damn, Charlie. I'm glad you don't cut my hair.
TV. Hey, Will, what's this chain for?
This calls you in the kinky sex room, Charlie.
Really?
Christ. There he is again. I can't get rid of that fucking guy. Turn it around, Charlie, would you? Just give me the creeps.
There's the chair over there. Why is he fucking everywhere? It's a black hotel, a black neighborhood, black dudes working on the desk. You know, why don't they have a portrait of Otis Redding or Martin Luther King? Huh? That's cause this a white owned hotel. They just got the brothers working in. See what you mean. Don't worry. Next time, Johnny, we gonna ask for the Malcolm X suite. That's right. Hey, I hope you dropped the empty one.
Charlie. Say, do you have any more of those Japanese plums or any other exotic fruits from around the globe?
You ain't my only plum, remember?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Will. You know, until that bellboy was teasing you, never occurred to me. You're Will Robinson. You know, just like that kid on the Lost in Space show. No shit, Einstein. What's the Lost in Space show?
Oh, man, it was this... They had...
You didn't have that on television in England?
Great show.
It was a really stupid show. With these dumb white people marooned on another planet with this robot that kept singing, "Danger, Will Robinson," and this fruity professor or somebody.
Dr. Smith.
Yeah, Dr. Smith. And June Lockhart was on it. You know, Lassie's mother. Anyway, it was this family, the Robinsons. Get it? Like Robinson Crusoe? And the main kid was named Will Robinson. I guess I missed that bit of American culture. Well, you damn sure didn't miss much.
What? You didn't like that show? That used to be one of my favorites.
That's how I feel in this place with you two fucking snowflakes hiding in this place. Lost in space. Shit. Fuck you, Will. You're gonna start that racist shit again. It ain't our fault. We didn't choose to be white. Right, Charlie?
Yeah. I mean, no.
Shit.
We're back. Liquor store manager Mitch D'Annunzio was critically wounded in the shooting. He was taken to Baptist Memorial Hospital shortly after midnight. Police are on the lookout for three suspects described as male in their early 30s, two white and one black. The suspects are armed and extremely dangerous.
10 now, the weather update.
Where are we? Oh, damn. I was hoping I dreamed all this shit. Hey, Johnny. Where do you think Dee Dee went?
I don't know. She said something about a girlfriend. Natchez. Where is Natchez? Louisiana?
No, it's in Mississippi, I think. Right down there on the river. It's really too bad. You know, I mean, with your wedding anniversary coming up and everything.
Charlie, something I gotta tell you. Me and Dee Dee, you know, we were never actually married.
What? She never told me that.
I wanted to marry her. But you know, Dee Dee, she always said we'd have to wait and see how things went.
Right. You mean after all this shit, you ain't even my fucking brother-in-law? Jesus Christ, you know, what am I fucking stupid?
We better get rid of that gun, man.
Yeah.
Jesus!
Damn. It's just gotta be room 22. I just know it. Check it out.
Yeah, well, that sounded like a gunshot.
Check it out.
You want to go check it out now?
Yeah, check it out right now.
I don't believe this. You're not even my brother-in-law. Now you fucking shot me.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
ねえ、今朝はグレースランドに行ってさ、今日の晩までにはニューオーリンズの初ドミノの家が見れるね。
Excuse me, is this a train to Natchez?
Oh yes, Natchez. One moment, please.
Oh, no, never mind. Thanks anyway.
Thanks anyway.
Charlie, a lot of doctors in Arkansas.
Arkansas? Wait a minute, wait a minute. You hear that?
What, train?
No, sirens.
Well, I can hear a train.
I hear the sirens.
Oh!
Itt van a mi kis tanárurunk.
Capirmi, Flava Puella.
Egy haloványarcú kis leányka fog meghódítani engem.
Megismertem Emanuelát, stop. Drága szüleim látogatása kívánatos, stop.
Nem vagyok benne biztos, hogy el akarok menni.
Én sem mennék el sehova egy ilyen férfi, mint én.
Jolinak van egy nővére.
Szép, művelt és tiszta.
És világtalan.
Candida meg a piet.
Most nélkül voltam örökre.
Meneküljön tőle.
Máshol jár a szív. Szombaton este az M2.
Mindig is ez volt a specialitása. Magába bolondítani a férfiakat, aztán meg kinevetni őket.
Jacques, fölvettek!
Gyere, hadd öleljelek meg.
Nagyon nem tetszik az új stílusod.
Nekem sem. Viszont veszik a képeket, mint a cukrot.
Ez a család mindig ilyen vidám?
Ezek másképp gondolkodnak. Másképp élnek, mint mi. Ezek protestánsok.
Én itt lakom alattuk, segíthetek?
Megműtjük, nincs más választás.
Ennyire ingerli a jelenléte?
Egyszerűen ellenszenves.
Én boldog ember vagyok, tudtad?
A Tibó család. A sorozat folytatódik vasárnap este az M2 képernyőjén.
Házasodjunk össze, minél előbb.
Az Archer és a Mingott család New York szövevényes családfájának két erőteljes ága volt.
A külsőségek bűvöletében
itt akar letelepedni, el akar válni.
Megpróbálja lebeszélni a grófnőt a vállásról?
Az őszinteségnek nincs esélye.
Itt az igazságra nem kíváncsi senki.
Azért akarom azonnal elvenni, mert csak így tudok elmenekülni valakitől, akit szeretek.
Winona Ryder, Daniel Day-Lewis, Michelle Pfeiffer, Az ártatlanság kora. Martin Scorsese filmje vasárnap este az M2.
Monsieur Picasso meghívására bátorkodtunk jönni.
New Yorkban az összes képét el tudnám adni. Mindössze 5 perc alatt.
Mennyiért?
El akarsz csábítani?
Ez a modern szabad szerelem, ez egy csepet sem vonz.
De olyan fiatal vagy még. Ő meg egy vén ember.
Nyilvánvaló, hogy nő. Te vagy az. A hosszú fekete ruhádban kezdesz átalakulni.
Kér feloldozást, hogy megszabadulj a gonosztól.
Szabadíts meg.
Hát nem érted, nem lehet.
Monsieur Picasso!
Anthony Hopkins. Túlélni Picasso-t. Hétfőn este az M2 képernyőjén.
Az a célom, hogy szervezettebb, tisztább, otthonosabb Budapesten éljünk.
Mindenki mást akar ettől a várostól. Gyorsabb közlekedést, de kevesebb autót. Szélesebb utakat, de több parkot. Több eseményt, de nyugodtabb környezetet. Nap mint nap 35 ezeren teszünk meg mindent azért, hogy a főváros mindannyiunk otthona lehessen. Mert Budapest a mi városunk.
Szavazzon Demszky Gáborra, az SZDSZ és az MSZP közös főpolgármester jelöltjére.
Zsenik, szörnyetegek, életüket kockáztató bátor emberek, politikusok, tudósok, művészek. Nagy felfedezések, háború, a hatalom bűvölete, a világot felforgató teóriák, maga a csodálatos múlt és a történelem. Minden, amit az ember alkotott és megpróbált elpusztítani. A világ. Felejthetetlen pillanatok a filmidőben, hétköznap esténként az M2-n.
Kipihenni a nyár fáradalmait?
Küldje a pihenés szót a 1784-re, és játsszon velünk! Válaszoljon jól egy kérdésre, és nyerjen hetente egy két főre szóló, kényeztető hétvégét a négy csillagos Gróf Aponyi kastélyszállóban. Pihenjen az év wellness központjában, és adja át magát egy kényeztető aromaterápiás pesgőfürdő élményének, hiszen ez is a nyeremény része. Küldje a pihenés szót a 1784-re. Játsszon, nyerjen, és pihenjen!